You're listening to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast,
featuring the leadership of Ron Kitchens.
The topics discussed today are designed
to keep you moving always forward. Welcome, everyone, to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with Ron Kitchens. Ron, what's happening, man?
Hey, I am just so excited to be here and celebrate this glorious day with you.
Absolutely. Now, we always talk about the fun stuff you're doing. You've been traveling. You've been all over the country doing things to uplift people and jobs. Tell us about the last cool restaurant you visited.
Oh, I even got a better story than cool restaurant.
I'll take it.
So we were at the Plywood Presents Conference, Jeff Schinnenberger's conference, with his group Plywood People in Atlanta. And so Atlanta has a new giant Ferris wheel, like the London Eye or the Ferris wheel in Chicago that people would be familiar with. So after the conference concluded on the first night, about 300 of the conference participants were paired with mentors. I happened to be one of the mentors. And so you got on a Ferris wheel cart and you spent what was supposed to be 20 minutes, it ended up a little longer than that, on a cart with your mentor, six mentees and a mentor, talking about issues while you went around the carousel with this incredible view of downtown Atlanta. It was one of the really cool, great ideas that I've ever been part of. And I'm really thankful to Jeff for letting me be one of the mentors and take a lap around Atlanta with some incredible people.
How awesome is that model, right? To get people to feel comfortable and at home. And it's actually apropos that we would bring up that kind of environment for learning, because today's podcast talks about the idea of how to set up a positive and healthy work environment. And that's not easy to do. As a matter of fact, I remember a talk by Simon Sinek where he talked about human beings and how we got our start. And he said that we were all built to kind of go to tribes for safety, and that there's all these things trying to pick away at our impact, pick away at our courage. And yet leaders who create an environment that's positive and safe, people are just turned on. They do more, they get more done. And that is not by accident, it's actually by strategy. Ron, you have been a trailblazer in economic development and across other industries on setting a positive work environment. Talk about why that is so important to you.
Life's too short to spend a third of your life with people you don't like or in an environment you don't like. I mean, we all know, and a lot of us have been in jobs and in roles, that we are miserable. And we have friends and family who hate their job, hate the environment they go to. And I just don't want to live in that. I don't want to participate in that. You know, I think John Mackey with Whole Foods, I think the quote is, if you're lucky enough to be someone's employer, then you have a moral obligation. I want to hammer on that. You have a moral obligation to make sure people look forward to coming to work in the morning. And frankly, you know, from a pragmatist standpoint, you know, when we look at, you know, HR problems and you look at that, boy, you just don't have them. You know, if you have a great environment with incredible people where you're doing the right thing and you understand your why and you understand your mission, then when you have an issue around your team, they're minor issues. You're just tweaking, as opposed to every day is a crisis because people are unhappy and they're having health issues and they're sabotaging. You know, we quote Gallup too much on this podcast, but Gallup's clear. Only 30% or 31% of people in America get to go to work and be in an amazing place where they're fully committed. They're all in. I mean, 70% of people either don't care or they're actively miserable, and they go to work with the goal of making everybody else as miserable as they are.
I just don't want
to work in that world. So as the point leader, I get to determine what our work looks like. And so I'm determined we're going to be positive and amazing and bring people around that. And I think our results, our bottom line results show that this is not just touchy-feely. This is about amazing success.
Well, Ron, you know, I mean, you can be prosperous and not be positive, right? You can make money. You can do all that. So there's some listeners here today who think this positivity stuff is way overblown. Why are we wasting our time with this? And furthermore, it's too darn expensive. What are some little things that you've done to build culture, the little things that make the difference in creating a safe and positive environment? Because it isn't necessarily all that expensive, and it's not necessarily all that painstaking, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're going to pay for these things. Your ultimate costs are going to end up being the same.
Yeah, that's a great point.
You know, they are. So you've got an environment that's positive. For us, it's little things. Like when you come to work on a team, we're going to say, what's your favorite thing to drink? Is it Diet Coke or is it G2 Gatorade? Is it a kind of tea that you like? We're going to make sure whatever your favorite thing is, you know, mine happens to be, I always want a can of Yoo-hoo, the world's greatest chocolate flavored drink, in the refrigerator for those celebration days. I don't drink it all the time, man. But on those big days when we need to celebrate, I need a Yoo-hoo.
Y'all pray for it.
So, you know, we make sure everybody has what they want to drink. And yeah, there's no cost. You know, it's all provided. You know, we've got
no cost to the employee.
No
just
cost
to, be
to the
clear.
Employee.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, we're not asking you to throw in a nickel to drink a cup of coffee.
It's
we're
not a vending machine.
Yeah, there's no vending machines. I worked at a place once that the employees discovered that the manager that we worked with owned the vending machine. And it was outrageously priced for, you know, a can of Coke. And it was during college. And so when the machine broke and was free vending, you want to believe these people didn't empty that machine?
Oh, sure. I'm sure they did.
You abuse people, then you get abused.
Yep.
You treat people with incredible respect. You get not only incredible respect, you get high performance.
Yeah.
So we make sure that there's snacks all the time. Now, we have staples that are there all the time, but we're always changing it out seasonally, and whether it's fresh fruit or cheese crackers or making sure there's hummus in there.
Yeah.
Now, could people get up and go buy something down the street? We're in an urban environment. Absolutely, they could. And we encourage them to go out for a walk. But we also know that productivity is better if they can stay in the game.
Yeah.
And just run to the kitchen and grab a quick snack, we know that that's better. And the level of respect that that conveys, now on the other side of it, you cannot pay for those things. And you're going to pay for all the office supplies that walk out the door. You're going to pay for the low productivity.
That's right.
You're going to pay for the phone call that doesn't get returned.
Yes.
Because people are like, well, they don't care about me. Why should I care about them? That's what active disengagement looks like. So
that's
you're going
right.
to pay either way. Do you want to pay and be awesome and outperform? You know, I've seen numbers that disagree with each other a little bit, but I think a consensus is highly engaged workforces produce about 30% more than the average organization. Not
sure.
Disengaged organizations, than the average. So simply by extending the kindness to people that you wish people had extended to you when you came up, or if you were in a great environment that did extend to you, you're going to see increased success for the price of a Mojo bar.
So people feel better, but then there also has to be trust, right? I mean, for people to be healthy, they have to feel safe, which is what we open this podcast with, the idea that human beings, first of all, have to feel safe before they feel positive. And part of feeling safe and feeling trusting is the idea of being the quote-unquote CEO of your own responsibilities, not being micromanaged. I mean, a lot of these things are just kind of management approaches too, correct? The trusting environment is about smart and positive management as well.
Absolutely. So, and I think we've talked about this on a previous podcast. I worked during and after college for a building materials distribution company, and they were absolutely fanatical about people punching a clock. You had to punch a clock. You had to focus on your time. They better not see you going by the break room and have not punched out. And the manager of the division, you know, I had an opinion on everything, as I still do now. And I went to him and said, you realize we're sending people out with hundreds of thousands of dollars of products every day. in vehicles that cost tens of thousands of dollars. They're dealing with customers who are spending millions of dollars every day, and you're screaming at them about whether or not they got punched out for a 15-minute break.
Right.
Really, where are your priorities here? And he informed me that I could punch out personally, you know, and permanently. If I wanted to continue this discussion. You know, I've told the story about the worst boss I ever had. That was this guy. But he had people that clearly did not represent the company when they walked out the door. It was just a job. And the risk involved of people who just work at the job can kill your company. So you've got to make sure, and that was what reinforced it for me. You have to make sure that people have ownership and they know they are trusted and empowered. All you have to do is tell them, here's what our goals are. What are your needs, wants, and desires? What resources, time, talent, and treasure do you need to achieve those goals? We can agree upon you receiving those resources, and then we have mutual accountability. It's my responsibility to provide the resources, and it's your responsibility to be a good steward of those resources and deliver upon the promise.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty simple relationship to have. It has mutual accountability. And frankly, today's workforce is not going to tolerate the old way of doing business.
So, Ron, there's another part of this. And before we get off today, I want to talk about this idea of a healthy environment and health in the workplace, because positivity is one thing. Giving people things that make them trust and be happy are great. But if your people aren't healthy, and I know we define health much larger than celery and tofu in the kitchen, right? Health is
I don't think there's either one.
Yeah, neither one of those are in the kitchen, to be clear.
I think right now we have bananas and beef jerky.
But either way, health is more about, are people whole? Are they resting? Do they feel good about how the job interacts with their families and all those things? What are some of the big things you do to create a healthy environment as we wrap up today?
So the first thing is you have to remember that your organization, and it doesn't matter what you're selling, what service you're providing, what you're operating, whether it's in church world, it's in government, education, not-for-profit or for-profit. The asset that you have that is the most valuable thing, and I don't care if you have, you know, the cure for cancer is your asset. It takes human beings to do those things. They're the asset you have. And you have to remember they are whole beings. So they're not robots that come and turn widgets or type papers every day. They're people that bring with them their humanity every day. They bring with them the stress of an aging parent. They bring with them the joy of a child who's participating successfully in athletics. They bring with them a spouse who's unemployed. They bring with them their whole self. So as someone leading an organization, it's your responsibility to make sure you embrace their whole being. Make sure you understand that they understand that they've got to take time to be that. I mean, we've all been there where you've got something in your personal life so weighing heavy on you, you're not productive at work. And you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to, at the very least, be really unhappy, and you're going to bring down everybody else around you. As a leader, they have to know there's a safe environment to go deal with that issue. There's a safe environment where they could share with their leader, with their accountability partner, what's going on in their life, and that they need resources around that. You know, recently coached a group of leaders, and I probably learned more from them than they learned from me. And one of the things they were doing was the company set up an employee emergency fund. And so the supervisory level had the ability to access that fund to help somebody out. If they needed emergency babysitting, if they had a sick parent, it's more than just sending flowers if your aunt dies. This is about pouring into people's lives. And I heard over and over and over from the employees about how much the company cared about them and how much the company was servicing them. And I asked the leader in the company, he was about our size, had about 40 employees. And I asked the leader of the company, I said, you know, how much do you all spend a year? And he said, yeah, it's about $8,000. $8,000 that they were spending that were completely creating a love affair by their employees, completely creating engagement with their employees. So great companies understand that if you engage and support the whole employee and you're clear about what your goals are, you have clear accountability, you have clear expectations, but you also have clear commitment to families, to making sure people understand that they have an expectation to choose to cheat, which means that as a leader of the organization, I have broad shoulders and I have 40 people on our team. And you being gone, there's 39 of us that can carry the load. And I need you to be gone if it's your child's in the spelling bee.
Yeah.
I need to see that. I need you to be gone if your kid's in a sporting event. If you've got a sick child, I need you to stay home and take care of that. Nobody else has a role and responsibility to be a parent except you. I need you to do that. If your parents are sick and you need to step up and help against that, we need you to do that. We have broad shoulders. If you have to make a decision who to cheat, whether you cheat your family or you cheat us, cheat me as the leader, I need you to cheat me. And there needs to be clear expectation. You know, I've never seen an organization who took that posture who wasn't the most successful in their sector, in their community, in their capacity. And I know it works. We do it every day.
Absolutely. Being committed to a positive and healthy work environment is not necessarily the easier way to go from the outset, but it certainly is the way to success. Kip Tindall said it best, you can build a much more wonderful company on love than you can on fear. So here's to a positive work environment. Thanks to all of you for listening today. Thank you, Ron, for your insights. If you want more information or want to engage further on this topic or many others, go to ronkitchens.com. And remember, move always forward.
Thanks for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. We hope today's insights will help you develop into the leader you dream to be. To subscribe to Ron's blog or to submit a question for Ron to discuss in a future podcast, visit ronkitchens.com or tweet him at ronkitchens.
Are you in economic development and tired of going to the same professional development events? Well, I have good news. Consultant Connect has created just the opportunity for you. Join us at Economics 2016, this November 1st and 2nd, for a time of face-to-face contact with 24 site consultants in 24 hours. Let our team take care of the details while you take care of your community. If you register this week with the promo code ALWAYSFORWARD, you'll get a discounted price of $1,300. Save your seat now at www.economics.me.